this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com. Oh yeah, what's going on? I'm Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, and practical way to learn English. So listen to us while you are stuck in traffic, washing your clothes, cleaning the floor, or on a transcontinental airplane.
Yeah, definitely. On an airplane is a great way to listen to podcasts. You can learn a lot while you're up in the air.
Yep. Very relevant to this podcast as well. And before we tell you why, I would just like to introduce, for the first time, my co-host, the only man to ever defeat a brick wall in a game of tennis, Trevor.
What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good. Really excited about what's going on in my life right now.
Yeah, so as you can see, and you have probably noticed, over the past couple of weeks, our podcasts have been a little bit different. We've had Justin on the podcast. Last week, we had Ethan and Justin doing the podcast. Trevor has been MIA.
What does MIA mean?
MIA means missing in action. Trevor has not been present. He's been away. And so, Trevor, what's been going on, man? You want to tell the community what's been happening in your life and what's your plans for the future?
Yes, so basically, I decided to leave Real Life English.
Dun, dun, dun. True. So you are leaving the project, obviously for a better cause, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. So a few weeks ago, I had a really deep spiritual transformation. I was asking a lot for intuition, and my intuition was yelling at me, telling me to focus on other things. And mainly starting a meditation revolution. And at first I was resisting it a lot. It was a really good time for Real Life English right now, just about to relaunch a new product. So my logic was saying to stay with Real Life English, stay with a little bit longer, but my heart was telling me otherwise. So I had to listen to my heart and start a new project. So I decided to break up with Real Life English. I had a lot of good times with you guys. I really enjoyed the process. You guys can always hear my voice.
Yeah. There's still the first, nearly 40 podcasts that we've done, right?
Yeah, so you guys can always go back and listen to my voice.
Yeah, man. So this is a big move, just so you guys know, when we're going to continue doing the podcast. The podcast is not going to stop. Real life is still happening. So don't think that the podcast is finishing. It's just that Trevor has moved on and he's doing his thing, which sounds very exciting, man. It sounds really cool. Could you maybe just elaborate a little bit for us what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, so our focus is inspiring a meditation revolution. And if you've heard of the Maharishi effect, it's been documented in rigorous scientific studies, over 50 of these there have been, that have shown without a doubt that when people come together and meditate on world peace, that it reduces crime rate. Like, it's been documented over and over again. This one time there were 7,000 people, and they meditated for 3 weeks, and during that time there was a 74% reduction in crime rate throughout the whole world.
Wow. And holy shit.
Yeah, and it's crazy how powerful that can be, but our thoughts affect what's going on in the world around us. We're not just these physical beings, but our emotions and our energy field extend past our body. And when we think happy thoughts, it influences everything around us, not just our own actions, but the actions of others, just thinking. And it's been proven without a doubt that meditation does change the way that people think. And we'll give you a few links to that in the show notes if you're interested in learning more about the Maharishi effect and how meditation influences the way that people act. But so we're taking the inspiration from that, and we're focused on building a community of 1 million people meditating for world peace in a synchronized meditation once a week. So every Sunday at a certain time, we have a worldwide meditation, so everyone meditating at the same time on world peace. And the idea is to help to usher in this new era of consciousness that we're just starting to tap into. And so we're super excited about it, me and my business partner slash friend.
So, you know, you're just trading me for someone else, man. I'm so devastated. You're breaking up with me. You're finishing our podcast relationship, and he's already found someone else.
I found them before I quit, so that definitely had a big influence. But
wait, so you're two-timing me?
Yeah, we might have had a little, might have been cheating a little bit before I officially broke it off.
Oh my god, man, I'm so hurt.
Some infidelity there, but yeah. But anyway, so I've been writing articles about meditation. We're focusing on just how to awaken to your true self, how to improve yourself, improve the world. I've already written some articles. We're going to start some podcasts. We'll be doing some videos as well. And so if you want to still hear my voice talk about stuff besides English, more meditation and self-improvement, self-realization type stuff, then we'll send you some links to our website. You can check it out. It's theuniversalbeat.org. So again, that'll be in the show notes. But so yeah, so it's just really exciting, the direction that we're going.
So this is also a great opportunity for those of you who are quite advanced English speakers. Obviously, if you're listening to our podcast and you can understand most of what we're talking about, this is another great resource that when the podcast is started, Trevor's podcast, you guys can tune in, you know, whether you're interested in this topic or not, which I'm pretty sure it will just blow you away. It's a great way to just practice your listening skills and learn some cool stuff about Trevor's new project at the same time.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting. We're also going to be hosting local meditation meetups. So it's similar to Real Life English with your guys' local parties. We'll be doing a similar type thing with meditation. We're actually moving to Sedona, Arizona, which is known as the spiritual capital of the United States. But we also are encouraging people to start their own meditation meetups because they can be a really powerful way of connecting like-minded people. And we've already met and made some nice friendships here just in the two weeks that we've done it. Yeah, so I just recommend if you have any interest at all, you check out our website, theuniversalbeat.org.
I actually was on the website. I saw some pretty cool looking t-shirts on there. So what's the deal with that? What do you want to tell us a little bit about those shirts?
Yeah, so my business partner is an artist, graphic designer, a web designer, and so he's designing these spiritual, esoteric, metaphysical type t-shirts with sacred geometry, and as a way to connect this community of meditators. So we want to have these shirts as a symbol of ushering in this new era of consciousness. We have some of a lion, an owl, a universal DJ, so it's a Buddha DJ, and also a goddess with wings meditating on the earth. And so they're really cool designs.
Wow,
I recommend check them out, see what you think. This helps us support us in our mission of connecting this community of meditators. So we appreciate any love you guys send us, whether it's just going to the site, meditating at the same time as us, buying a t-shirt, whatever it is. We really appreciate any support you guys have for us.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And I really want that t-shirt. They look awesome. I've checked it out. just really quickly, man, I mean, this is probably a very new concept for people. People probably find this a very dense and difficult to understand subject. Do you think you could maybe just summarize what meditating is for just maybe like 30 seconds or a minute?
Yeah. So meditation is essentially a practice of developing your consciousness. So becoming more aware of what's happening in your life and what's happening in your mind.
So it has no real religious, it doesn't have a religious connection in this case, does it?
No, it can be connected to a certain religion, but in and of itself, meditation is just a type of practice. It's very non-secular. It's like focusing on your breath is a very common meditation. And how can focusing on your breath be attached to one religion?
And what are some benefits that someone can get from just starting to practice meditation on a regular basis? Even, what, like 10, 20 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes a day is great. Yeah, so some benefits of meditation is the most common people talk about is that it makes you more relaxed, you're more calm. And what that means is that the external world doesn't affect you as much because you're learning to bring your attention within. And when external events happen that you would not like, the more you meditate, the less of an effect they have on you. For example, the other day I lost my wallet. It had like 150 reais in it. And I had a very small twinge of sadness, and then it was gone. And I noticed that it was much less mm-hmm. than it would have been last time I lost my wallet, which was like a few years ago. And it's because of all this meditation that I've been doing. It's not that I don't feel sad or I don't get angry anymore, but it's much weaker and it doesn't last very long. And so that's one of the powers of meditation, is that you don't get lost in your emotions. You're more able to mm-hmm. choose the way you want to feel, which is, of course, happiness. Yeah, and so I can talk about the benefits of meditation for a long time, but another thing that it improves is your ability to focus. So this is kind of one of the aspects Justin wrote about in his article, how meditation can improve your English, which we'll link to in the show notes. Mm. But what meditation does is you're focused on one thing. So, for example, your breath. And whenever you notice your thoughts wandering, you bring your attention back to your breath. So your breath obviously mm-hmm. isn't something that's extremely interesting. It doesn't naturally draw your attention in like a television. But
it's very repetitive as well.
Yeah. But continuing to practice this focus muscle, anything in your life becomes easier to do because you can apply more of your conscious energy to it. So, for example, when you're learning a new language, you'll notice that it's very hard to stay focused when someone is talking and you don't understand everything that they're saying. But an experienced meditator who has a strong focus muscle is able to learn quicker because he's able to stay more present. He's able to listen and try to understand what the person is saying without mm-hmm. getting lost in their mind.
Wow. Excellent. Just the way that you're explaining it, it kind of sounds as if you're working a muscle, as if you're going to the gym and like kind of working out your biceps or something like that. You're kind of just working out your that inner ability to just focus on stuff and be aware of what's actually happening around you without, you know, losing control or getting really angry, getting really frustrated. Is that a good way to maybe describe meditation in some sense?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people get turned off by the fact that they think meditation is about having a clear mind. And they say, oh no, I can't meditate because I can't clear my mind. Well, that's like saying that you go to a gym and your first day at the gym, you try to bench press 300 pounds and you can't do it. And so he's like, oh, I can't work out. I can't exercise. And I'm too weak.
And yeah, I mean, they're not like me. I can just like pound out 300 straight away.
Exactly. So most normal people, you're not going to be able to have a clear mind. That's a very advanced state to be able to just turn your mind off. And most people, when they start meditating, they just realize how crazy their mind really is. And so mm-hmm. For some people, they think, oh, my mind is so crazy that there's no use. But
yeah,
it just shows you that there's a lot of progress to be made, and so it would really help no matter what state of mind you're in, no matter how concentrated you are during the meditation, it is going to help you become more focused, to be able to not think if that's what you want. It's like one thing that some people say is, can you turn off your mind? Can you just stop the thoughts from coming? And if you can't, then you don't control your mind. Your mind controls you.
Okay, wow, that's a big statement there. That's pretty interesting.
Right, and so when you're meditating, you're practicing being able to control your conscious attention. And if you can control your conscious attention, then you only think when you want to think. So there's a lot of times where thinking is very useful, but most of the time, it doesn't really help. And so meditation is, you learn what thoughts are helpful, what thoughts aren't so helpful, and you're able to focus on the good.
Nice, man. Wow, that's a big subject. That sounds really cool, man. And I'm really interested in learning more when you guys are up and running with this new project. And we're really happy for you, man. Although you're no longer helping the world learn English, you're helping the world find world peace, I guess. I'm not sure if it's better than teaching it. It's on the same level, right? World peace, everyone speaks English.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, obviously I can talk about this stuff forever. If you guys are interested in my crazy ramblings, like I said, check out the website, and you can find more information there.
Excellent, man. Well, let's maybe just jump over to a little bit of English, just because of the fact that you're leaving us. I thought we would just quickly explain 5 expressions, just for old time's sake, you know?
Yeah. What do you mean by old time's sake?
When you do something for old time's sake, it means you just do it because it's what you used to always do. Like if it's an old friend and you guys used to always drink beer together, you'd be like, hey man, let's drink a beer for old time's sake. Just to remember those good old days.
Yeah, it's like a nostalgia type feeling. Makes you feel good to remember the good old times.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Okay, so the 5 expressions for today are all related to saying goodbye, which is what Trevor is doing. So, the first one, and this is probably one of Trevor's favorite ones, I would say. He always says this, and that is peace out. Peace out, brother.
Yeah, so this is definitely appropriate from what we've been talking about.
What does that mean?
So peace is just a very, peace or peace out is just a very colloquial farewell. You can say it almost in any circumstances that are informal. Go with peace, be peaceful, don't stress out about things. So sometimes we say peace out. I don't really know the difference between peace and peace out. This out, I guess, has more emphasis on leaving.
Yeah, and I would assume so.
Yeah, and so you can also give the peace sign while you say it. It's very common as well.
And it's kind of even, you said it's kind of informal. I think this is it's definitely an American expression. It's kind of like, is that hip-hop that they say peace out? Is that?
Yeah, it's hip-hop, but it's also in the like, spiritual type communities as well. They use it a lot. But hip-hop, they say it. It's kind of, it's like slang. And so lots of people say it, yeah.
Sweet. Okay, what's the next one?
So next one we got is catch you later, or catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, sometimes even just later.
Yeah, it can also be shortened to later as well.
Yeah, but yeah, the meaning of this is exactly the same. It's just something that you say when you want to say goodbye to someone. I can say, okay, Trevor, I'll catch you later, or I'll catch you on the flip side. And it's just saying, see you next time, see you when I see you.
Yeah, so it's talking about you'll see someone in the future. So this isn't what you would say to someone as they were dying, for example. But
no.
You could say peace.
Peace.
Let's move on to the next one. So the next one is take it easy.
That is to, again, you say this when you're saying goodbye to someone. Take it easy is just a way of saying goodbye, and also I hope you have a nice day. I hope you are relaxed. I hope everything is peaceful for you and there's no stress. Take it easy.
Yeah, so this would be a great thing to say to someone before they're about to do something stressful, like taking a test or having to deal with the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. That's what that stands for.
What is that?
And that's where you would go to get your license, and it's generally considered a horrible place with really long lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's global, right? Those places are always fucking horrible to wait.
Everywhere, they're horrible, I think. And so this would be a common thing to say to someone before they go to something like that. Like you say, oh, I got to go take a test tomorrow. You say, okay, take it easy, man. Don't stress out too much.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe even if someone is getting, like in a different situation, if someone is getting a little bit maybe frustrated or even angry, if someone starts yelling like, whoa, 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 man, take it easy, take it easy.
Yeah, so it's not only used as a farewell, you can use it as some advice as well.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is to hit the road.
So yeah, hit the road is more referring to going by car or by bus, I guess you could say, mostly by car. So you gotta hit the road, that means you gotta go on the streets, gotta leave by the street, so you wouldn't say this if you're going to bed to your roommate. You wouldn't say that to your roommate if you're already in your house. Whereas you could say the other ones.
Yeah. Hit the road. It's like we're going to take a a bus somewhere or drive somewhere or whatever. We're going to hit the road. Mm-hmm. Sweet. And the last one is let's split.
Yeah, so split is when one becomes two. And so it's like your group is splitting, it's coming apart, it's tearing. And so you say, let's split, let's leave, let's break off from the pack.
Yeah. If you want to be, maybe this isn't even really cool anymore. This is something that I used to say maybe like in high school, even primary school, would be like, let's make like a banana and split. The reference there is a banana split, which is a delicious serving of ice cream in a banana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you can say let's split or let's make like a banana and split if you want to be super cool.
Yeah, maybe old school cool now, right?
Yeah, it's like you'd say it kind of jokingly, you know.
Yeah. Another one that's similar to that, it's related to saying goodbye, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is let's make like a tree and leave.
Nice, I don't think I've heard that before, but that's clever.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's actually totally different because you're saying leave, like to leave a place, to go out of the place, but it sounds like a leaf, like the part of a tree, the leaf that falls down in autumn. Nice. Yeah, man. Cool. So that was it. That was our last five expressions that we're going to explain together on the same podcast.
Yeah, it's been a good run.
It's been pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of good times. Hopefully we didn't bore all our audience. So
yeah, I'm sure you guys have a lot of boring podcasts coming your way in the future though. So so yeah, it's not the end. It's just the end of Trevor in the podcast. So it's been a pleasure, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been a good time. So wish the best of luck to you guys at Real Life English. Best of luck to all our listeners.
Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. We're all saying goodbye to Trevor. We're going to peace out right now. And if you guys want to stay in touch with Trevor and stay in touch with his project, and if you find what he's doing right now really interesting, I definitely urge you to do so. And you can find him at theuniversalbeat.org. That is beat spelled B-E-A-T, which is the only way to spell beat.
Yeah. Not the universal beet as in the vegetable, because I think that's B-E-E-T.
Oh, you're right. Beet like beetroot.
So.
Yeah. Cool, man. So have a good one, man. We'll take it easy. I guess you got to hit the road now.
Yeah, so just thanks for having me, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Okay, so we're going to play you out with a song by Crystal Fighters called Love Is All I Got. Oh, yeah. Love is all I got. I can't live with everything I've lost because love will come to save us. So save us. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love till the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. So wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend. Cause love is all I got. My darling, I can give you what you want if what you want is love. Darling, I can give you what you want is love. So save us. Flip side is when you give them like the high five, but it's behind your back on the flip side.
Oh, what?
You don't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, like, you know, when you kind of like turn your back and like say, hey, high five. Then you turn around and say, on the flip side.
No, I've never heard of that.
No, I thought that was American, man.
Maybe not. But I don't know.
All right, maybe I'm just making up bullshit. Again.